Well, good morning, your Daily Word family. Great to see you again, coming live to you from our City Church gathering station. We're no longer the church in a building, which I'm really grateful for that. I mean, it's been a challenging season, and I desperately miss our gatherings. And I miss the time of worship together. I miss the time to preach to this local congregation and this community. But I got to tell you, really, God's doing something special in our hearts. God's building my personal faith and confidence in Him. I know many of you today are also finding it in community. Yeah, it's both, right? It's never either this or that. It's not just doing church in home, which I hope on Sundays you're doing that. I hope you're doing church in home. But it's also the gathering. The Bible says they went to the temple, but they also spent time in their houses worshiping God and breaking bread and growing together and connecting in relationships. And so I hope you're finding that a meaningful time. I mean, obviously God has allowed this to come to us. And so I hope you're using this as an opportunity to grow in your faith in Christ. This is your Daily Word. And we're on day number 16 of our devotional, Fear Not. We got a different direction today. We're watching people come online here. Pastor Victor, how are we doing over here? And people join. We got people joining us already.
We're jumping on.
Great to see you today. Thank you for joining. We're going to give just a couple more minutes. Miss Miranda is going to lead us in a moment of worship here. And as she does that, we try to do that every day. We try to spend just a few moments in worship at the beginning of our breaking down the word. We're going to do that today. We're going to spend some time breaking down the word today. Got some stories of Jesus's life. I have Pastor Victor Montalvo right up here. You'll get to meet him in just a moment. He'll get to kind of share what he's doing here in our City Church ministry and how he's helping you connect with God in a deeper way. But I want to just open our time right now in prayer as we have people coming on today. Thank you again for joining us on your Daily Word, day number 16, our devotional, Fear Not. We're going to finish out this devotional this week of Fear Not, and then next week it's all things resurrection. Man, we're going to take the last week of Jesus, and we're going to walk through the last week of Jesus, and we're going to talk about it and break it down in the Word. And we got some really special things planned for Good Friday coming up and also for our resurrection services. One of the really cool things that we've been able to do is we've added some extra online services. And so even this weekend, our goal is to have a 4 o'clock and a 6 o'clock and then our 3 Sunday mornings. So that's pretty cool. We'll have 5 services that'll be coming to you this weekend, and you can pass the love on to your friends. Let them know that City Church is really bringing God's love to our community. I know before the Lord, we're giving it our best to really try to equip you with the tools that you need to worship God and help connect with Him, and then still do what God's called you to do in this season. And it's an odd season. Yeah, every parent I know that's got kids in school, you're a homeschool parent. You didn't know you're going to be a homeschool parent, but every parent's a homeschool parent. I know you weren't planning on that, but God's allowed that into your life. And so we're always, someone hands you a lemonade, you know what you do? You make lemonade. Come on. You don't suck an old sour lemon. You make lemonade today, put a little sugar in there, and let's get on this thing. But I love you today. Let me pray, and then Miranda's going to just lead us in a moment of worship. Miranda, what song are you doing today? Living Water. She's going to lead us in Living Water. Let me pray. Father, thank you today for a great, great opportunity once again to gather in your presence. Every person that's watching live online, either through our website or through YouTube or the Facebook channel right now, God, I just pray that you will bless them. You will strengthen them. Lord, we thank you for grace. It's so amazing in our life. And Lord, I just open my heart to you. Pray that people would open their hearts, those that are watching today. We got a good time with you in the work, and I pray that their hearts will be open to hear from you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. And Lord, we worship you. I pray today, Lord, that your Spirit will bring us living water. In your wonderful name, amen.
Come, all who are weary can come and find rest in the Father's love. All who are weary can come. Come, all who are thirsty can drink a well that will never drinks will have a spring of life. 'Cause your presence is living water. Your presence is living water. Oh, your presence is living water. And whoever drinks will have a spring of life. Oh, whoever drinks will have a spring of life. Whoever drinks will have a spring of life. 'Cause your presence is living.
Aren't you glad today His presence is living water? I need that today. I need that today. Hope you're practicing self-care. We've been talking about the last couple of days. I got some really exciting things happening this week, and I think you're not going to want to miss tomorrow. It's going to be a great day. Please share with someone what's happening. Listen, and we're posting it, and so you can watch it throughout the day as we teach through the Word. You have maybe some friends that need some encouragement in the Scriptures. And maybe you sense they're fearful right now. I would encourage you to share that love with them and encourage them to go to our website or go to our Facebook post, and they can see this broadcast there. Thursday, you're not going to want to miss it. We got Pastor Alan Brum back here with us, and we're going to be talking about how us together as local church communities. He pastors Central Church, which is a Baptist church down the street here, and we are great friends and brothers in Christ, and we're in battle together, and we love serving the Lord together. He's going to be with us and talk about how we are missionally impacting people in our community with God's love, which is both of our hearts and mission. And so you're not going to want to miss Thursday. And then Friday, we got a secret special guest for you. You're not going to want to miss Friday. So I'd encourage you to be with us this coming Friday. Hey, I want to introduce to you Pastor Victor Montalvo. We're going to take probably just a couple extra minutes today, and because I really want to bring in Pastor Victor in our discussion here. And can you just tell us a little bit? First of all, we were talking last night about I think it was in 2001, so about 19 years ago. Yeah. You were youth pastor back then, uh-huh, at City Church. Now you've left and you went and pastored other places and planted a church here. And we're really honored that you and your family, Tina, and the kids are part of the team today. But we were talking about how that about maybe 19 years ago, 9/11 happened. And you were in the living room. We were in the living room together.
I remember.
We were doing staff meeting in my home at that time. You remember that? And we watched as the plane.
It was unforgettable.
Unforgettable. Yeah, we'll never. We fell on our faces right there.
It was unforgettable.
Yeah, we fell on our faces. Why don't you just share a little bit about what you're doing and right now here at City Church and kind of what God's called you to as far as bringing His love. You're part of the mission here at City Church.
Happy to. Well, when I came on, I was Next Steps, and that meant something different. And now everything's changed, and so, but the heart is still the same.
Yeah.
And so I'm still overseeing next steps and helping people take their next steps closer to God's best for their life, their next steps closer to the purpose and plan that God has for them.
Yeah, so tell us some practical ways that you're helping them do that.
Yeah, and so one of the most significant things that we're doing is our small groups.
Okay.
And so most of our small groups have gone virtual, so if you haven't gotten into a group, now is an awesome opportunity. You do not have to walk through this alone. So you can go to the website and fill out the connection card, and then we'll let us know that you want to be part of a small group.
Okay.
We'll help you find the right one. And that's one of the most significant things that we're doing
that's
right
excellent.
Now, because we have an army of small group leaders that are really loving their people, and they're doing awesome. Shout out to all the small group leaders. You guys are rock
stars. Yeah, I see that, man. We're doing Zoom, and I see people on Facebook Live. Yeah, that's just really, it's really awesome to see people grab a hold of that. And I know sometimes it's a little harder to grab a hold of new technology, but you guys are helping them walk through that process.
Yeah, we're being very deliberate about that. And I was joking. I said this in a different live yesterday. I said, you know, people who were not tech people are becoming tech people really fast.
Yeah, really
right
quick. Our team right now, we have our whole team. I mean, people that normally are working in different roles and areas, our mission person and our worship person and administrative people are working cameras and switchers, and you know, we're doing the same thing, right? It's cool. And honestly, in some ways, it's kind of exciting. Right?
Absolutely.
Not easy, but it's kind of exciting.
We don't wish it was because of these circumstances, but we're excited that in the midst of this, God can use this tech.
Yeah, that's really good. Hey, I do want to mention right up front here, if you have prayer requests, this is your daily word, but today we're focusing on this concept of prayer that touches the heart of God. And I would really encourage you to go ahead and in the comments section there, if you could just put your prayer request in, that would be really, really helpful, because Pastor Victor's monitoring to this up here right now on the stage. And as prayer requests come up at the end, we're going to really spend some time praying together. Our team here, I'm encouraging all the people that are watching out there. If you're online today, would you join with us in prayer? There's power in agreement, right?
Amen.
There's power in agreement. Amen. And we're the church extended. And so I want to encourage you that with that today. Today we're going to talk about prayer that touches God's heart. Prayer that touches God's heart. And I this is something I couldn't get last night. I was wrestling through the Devo today, and I had another word that I was going to bring. And early this morning, I text Pastor Victor. I said, hey, man, I know it's early, but anyway, you can jump up here with me and be part of this conversation, because I really, this is something that's very, very dear to me. I love Jesus.
Come on.
I love Jesus.
Amen.
Someone once said, you know, they're constitutionalists. And I tell you, you know, I'm not a constitutionalist. I'm not a communist. I'm not a capitalist. I'm a Christ. That's who
Come
I,
on.
You know, listen, I understand all those things and how they impact. And I'm a student, and I understand the world and economics a little bit. I'm an amateur, a lot of that. But I got to tell you, man, I'm a Christ follower.
Amen.
And so when I want to know about Jesus and what he did and what he thought in times of crisis and challenge, man, I go to my word. I go to the stories. Uh-huh. There are four books in the New Testament specifically that tell his story. And then the rest of the New Testament is explaining that story.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
that's basically really simple. So I just kind of break it down. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, right? You know, that's not the four Beatles, right? That's not Ringo, and that's not Paul. And, you know, no, it's the four. It's the real four, man. That's the fabulous four. And so I want to, you know, to break this down. If you got your Bibles, we're going to look at Luke chapter 7. That first text that we're going to look at today. Again, I want you to see this. I mean, I want you to hear this. That if you have a prayer request or you know someone today, I would encourage them to jump on right now and put in the comments section. We're going to pray over these. We have a whole team of people. We have a whole ministry group of people that are praying specifically for needs in our church, and we would encourage you to do that. But the first thing I want you to see that moved Jesus' heart, the first thing that moved Jesus' heart is people that had a broken heart. People had a broken heart. In Matthew chapter 7, there's a woman, she lost her son. And in biblical times, the children, a son particularly, would be like the ticket for her life, especially if she was a widow woman. I mean, she had no other widow women were in complete poverty. Most of them, they were beggars. They tried, you know, at the complete mercy of their family or someone else. And so that their son was their ticket, really, to be able to live for the rest of their life and trusting that he would provide for them. And her son dies, and she is just completely brokenhearted. And it says that Jesus went into the city, and his disciples went with him, and there was a large crowd that followed him, and he came near the gate. A dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And then the Bible said, when the Lord saw her, he had compassion.
Yes.
What do you think about that? I mean, that's just like, you're like, wow. I mean, the compassion of, I mean, when you know this, you know the story of Matthew, the Bible says when Jesus saw people, they were harassed and helpless like a sheep without a shepherd. And I got to, I don't know about you, man, but our world right now, and I know, you know, in the middle, we're not in the epicenter of COVID-19, and but I've been seeing stuff coming out of New York. I got a Facebook message last night from one of our church family members that's lost a family member just this week. They got two others that are in the hospital. My brother-in-law is in Portland, Oregon. He sent us a text yesterday, and he contracted it 3 weeks ago, and he's still really weak. I mean, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And with Jesus, I mean, there was a lot of people that lost kids, but there was something about this woman that he saw, and he really, and so every miracle in the Bible, you'll see this. This is the heart of God.
Amen.
The heart of the Father, right? The heart of the Father. I mean, Victor, you got three kids, right?
Absolutely.
And I mean, tell me, would you not give your right arm? Come on, you give
whatever it takes.
You whatever it takes, whatever right? It takes. I mean, you're going to take care of that.
Absolutely.
You know? So I think we see that with Jesus here. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says he moved with compassion, and he told her, don't weep, I got this. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through today, Jesus has this. His heart is for you. He sees your deepest need. He sees all of our deepest need. And we don't know what the future holds, but our God does. The second thing I want you to see real quick before we're going to spend some time in prayer is that Jesus was moved by great faith. He was moved by great faith. Now, this is really key. I know, Victor, you've seen this in your life. You've seen how God responds to times of faith.
He only responds to faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you've seen that in every area of your life, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, how he's worked and provision that he's made for you. I do find this quite interesting in the scriptures. Many times you will find a group of people and only one person was healed. Mm-hmm. And people ask, why didn't everybody get healed? I can't answer that. But I do know when Jesus saw something extraordinary in a person, and you think about your workplace, how many people really believe? And there's a lot of people that believe in God. I mean, most people in our culture that really put their trust completely in him. And there's a story of a centurion. He was a Gentile who lived in a Jewish culture. He goes to Capernaum. We've actually been to this very spot where he was. It's just the weirdest thing to know this story, Pastor Victor, and to be standing there and then be right in that very, very spot where Jesus was with this guy. I've been to the synagogue. Now, the original synagogue.
Is that right?
Yeah, the synagogue is there. It's and it's built on top of the synagogue that Jesus was at. It was like 300 years later it was built. But there was a synagogue right in that spot. So you know you're on that road, the same road that Jesus. So we can actually go to that place physically. It's about 300 yards from the Sea of Galilee. I mean, okay. It's right on the water's edge there. And Jesus looked at this man. He says, wow. I mean, his daughter's dying. He's broken. He goes, God, I'm not even worthy. And that's the position of humility. A lot of people think they command God to do something. You can't command God. You can hold on to God's promises, amen, like in Psalms 91, but you can't command God. But what he does, because of his compassion, what he sees is your faith. And I want you to build you up. You know how you build your faith today? You turn off CNN. You turn off Fox News. You turn off MSNBC. You turn off all the reports out there that I tell you. Yesterday I saw they're projecting 32% unemployment. You know the first thing I thought of when I saw 32% unemployment in America? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? I mean, that's my first negative thought. My first thought was, oh, bless God, that's a really good thing.
No way, man.
That's not how we're thinking.
It's a lot of people's lives.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. Again, Jesus saw that. You know what he said? I've never seen such great faith in all of Israel. I mean, this guy's called out. Jesus gave this guy a shout out. Mm-hmm. I want to see who's online out there. I want to give somebody a shout out. I mean, Jesus shouted this guy out. Jesus was motivated. He was moved with compassion by this man's faith. And the last one is a person's persistence, a passionate persistence after Christ. You know, I'm at the age of life now. I remember when I was my 20s and 30s, and I was so zealous, and I held a lot of ideas, and I was so passionate. But what I've discovered over the last 30 years, I remember 35 years ago, a guy told me when I came to Christ, he said, you know, Eugene, in 20 years, you're not going to be. I said, you watch, in 20 years, I'm going to be more passionate. I told him that. I was 20 years old, 21 years old. I told Don Reiser, Mr. Don, I love you out there, but I told you, I'm going to be more passionate in 20 years than I was in the day that I got saved. And I was radical. I mean, the guys that I worked with thought I was weird, and I was weird. I was weird. We are weird. If you're a Christ follower, the world thinks you're weird. The fact that you keep showing up. And you keep giving, and you keep praying, and you keep positive, you keep full of faith, you're weird. I'm weird today. But come on, we're weird for Jesus. Peter says we are a strange and peculiar people. We are. We stand out like lights. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Jesus saw this woman. She moved to the crowd, and she touched. If I could just touch them. And he said, who touched me? Who touched me today? When was the last time you really touched Jesus? Just get the gunk and the junk out of your spirit and touch Jesus. Have you touched him today? I hope you've taken a moment here and taken a moment here and put in some prayer requests, because we are going to pray. I'm going to read just a couple thoughts here. Jesus said, when you ask, believe. Those that ask, it shall be given to them. Those that seek, they shall find. And those that knock, the door shall be open. The Bible says Elijah, he was a man just like us. We confess our faults one to another, and the Bible says we'll be healed. But then Elijah said he was a man just like us, and he prayed.
Yeah,
he prayed. It had not rained on the earth in his area for 3.5 years, and he asked God to send rain. I'm praying today for you. I'm praying that God will send you rain. Pastor Victor, you have some prayer requests that we can pray for today.
See, please pray for a good report today. Natalie's getting the results for her COVID-19 test.
Okay.
So let's pray for Natalie right now.
All right. Well, why don't you lead us, Pastor Victor? Yeah.
Well, Father, we lift up Natalie right now. We thank you. We thank you that you are an all-sufficient Savior, and this is not past your hands, God. We recognize that, God, you are our healer, you are our provider, you are our sustainer, you're the author and giver of life, and this does not shake you. It might shake us sometimes, but it does not shake you. And I'm asking you right now for Natalie and for all those right now that are feeling symptoms, yes, and they're wondering if they've got this thing. And I'm asking, Father, that you'd bring a peace that doesn't make sense, the peace that surpasses all understanding. They would turn to you, and that you would guard their hearts and minds in Christ. And we thank you for a good report. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Father, these tests are going to come back negative, that it won't come near us, Father. But God, we don't walk in fear. God, it doesn't matter what comes our way. You've made us to be more than conquerors in Christ. And so I just ask you that faith would rise and push out fear, and that we'd walk in the strength and power of your word. Not in our own strength, because we're weak in our own ability. But God, you said you will never leave us or forsake us. So we are never weak, because we are never alone. You are always with us, strengthening us. So fill us with your strength.
Yes, Lord.
And we just speak blessing and healing over Natalie and all those that are wondering right now about this test, God. And we thank you for your report that supersedes any doctor's report. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, thank you today for this broadcast. Once again, your daily word, we believe God has impacted not just people today, but we believe today, Lord, that this word is going to go forth. And God, other people are going to watch this. And I ask right now, Lord, that your word will go forth and accomplish everything that you said it would. We love you, Lord, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' wonderful name. Hey, I want you to go and be great in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. I love you. All right, team. Great job. Thanks. I'm on.